It's time to go searching for trouble. Sam McBride, investment analyst at New Constructs, is here, and we are about to go find where that trouble exists with investments. Welcome to the Danger Zone. Yes, it's the Danger Zone on Money Life. This is where we talk with the folks from New Constructs, where they analyze securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And they do this analysis by digging in at the footnotes level and working their way up. Because if you start at the top down, well, you know, you understand that beauty can be skin deep. So you have to ask a question.
Oh, wow.
Wow, let's play the right sounder just once today.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
That's the question, and to do it, you dig in at the bottom level, work your way up, and sometimes you find that, yes, beauty is only skin deep. Something is dangerous when it looks beautiful, but that danger is skin deep because it's misleading and therefore dangerous. And by the way, something that's attractive is often something that doesn't look so great at the surface level, but the more you dig in, you find that it actually is worth looking at. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter, at newconstructs, and they blog about all of their Danger Zone picks so that you can always get more information on anything we are discussing here. Sam McBride, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks for having me, Chuck.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
We got a mutual fund in the Danger Zone this week. It's the Principal Midcap Fund.
Danger, danger.
Principal Midcap. This is ticker symbol PEMGX. And why this fund heading for trouble now?
Yeah, so we're looking through our funds. This is the largest fund to earn our very unattractive rating, our worst rating that we can give an ETF or mutual fund. It's got over $15 billion in assets under management. But based on its cost and holdings, we think it's in the bottom 10% of all the funds we cover.
Well, there are a number of specific things that go into getting the very unattractive rating. So what is the underlying information here that leads to this conclusion?
Yeah, so there are two drivers, of course, of fund performance. One is the holdings, the other is the cost. So starting looking at the costs here, if you just look at their expense ratio, it's about 1%. You'd say, okay, that's pretty reasonable, about average. But then they also hit investors with a 5.5% front-end load. So minute you invest in the fund, 5.5% comes out of your investment. That's a big gap to make up. That really adds to the all-in cost of being in the fund.
Yeah, absolutely. And while loads don't affect fund performance in terms of the ongoing performance of the fund, you better have a compelling reason. I mean, look, if you think about it, from the standpoint of what you're paying an advisor these days, and the load, the sales charge, is what goes to the advisor. Unless you're getting a great deal, or unless you're going, no, it's a one-time charge and I'm never going to need any more advice and I'm never going to sell this and buy something else that comes with a load. Well, you know, you got to factor that in. And when a fund is terrible, well, you might want to be paying and making a change down the line. So the load is the one part. What's up with the holdings here?
So you'd think with that high load, that high cost, you would be getting great stock picking, but then we dig into the holdings, and it really looks not great. We see that 50% of their portfolio is allocated to stocks that we rate unattractive or worse, just 10% in attractive or better. So that's a pretty bad ratio, and it compares unfavorably to their benchmark, the iShares Russell Midcap Growth ETF, ticker IWP. That one has just 41% in unattractive or worse and 12% in attractive or better. So they're giving you worse stock picking than the benchmark at about 10 times the cost.
Okay. But, and now I'm going to throw something at you that I suspect my audience would if they went and did some research. If they look at the PEMGX. If they look at PEMGX on Morningstar, they're going to see that it's a five-star fund. It gets five stars, which admittedly is a risk-adjusted return basis. And the IWP, the Russell Midcap, the iShares Russell Midcap Growth ETF that you just mentioned, gets four stars. So we know that New Constructs data works differently, but this is a case where they're saying great fund with good performance. You're saying dangerous fund. At some point, does the performance and the danger in the portfolio come to roost?
We think so, especially when you're looking at past performance ratings right now. If you're looking 3-year, 5-year, 10-year, no matter what, at this point, you're looking at a rating or a performance history that's pretty much entirely a bull market. So I think if you're trying to assess the long-term performance of a fund, you've really got to look across cycles, and you've got to be thinking about not just how has this fund performed in the past, but how is it going to perform when we have a market downturn? And we think based on the poor holdings, the overvaluation, the declining earnings of the stocks, declining profitability of the stocks that this fund holds, we don't think it's going to hold up great when the market turns south.
Well, and I should point out, it did do worse. If you're using, again, Morningstar data, it performed worse than its category at the end of last year and throughout 2018, when, of course, the market was down. And that's a really big point, though, that one of the things you try to do at New Constructs is make sure that you're looking forward, where we know that star ratings are looking based entirely on past performance. So the idea here is not, have you been good to me lately? It's, are you going to be good to me next, right?
Absolutely.
So it is the principal mid-cap fund, the principal mid-cap, PEMGX, in the danger zone because it's the largest fund with the worst possible rating from New Constructs. And if you want to check out more information and see why that is, find out the rest of the things in the report, go to newconstructs.com, where they blog about their danger zone picks. They're on Twitter, at New Constructs. Sam McBride is an investment analyst with New Constructs. Sam, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Chuck.
Well, always fun to take a look for trouble. Up next, we're going to go looking for some other interesting investments. It's the Market Call. Maury Fertig from Relative Value Partners will be here, and it's time to talk closed-end funds right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.